Danny Brough running across the Giants line, brings on Brett Ferris, who juggles with the ball, almost lost it, but managed to recover it. He's tackled 2 metres short. Short ball here from Luke Robinson, and the Giants are over the line. Now, is he going to award the try here? They're claiming the try, trying to make out who it is for Huddersfield.
I think it's Griggs, is he? Oh, it's Joe Wardle.
It's Joe Wardle, yeah.
Well, the referee's confident that Joe Wardle has come steaming onto the ball just 3 yards away from the try line. Wardle looks as though he's confident the Giants players are. And well, the referee has given that indication that, well, if you see it as a try, he's only 2 yards away. Why doesn't he just give it? So frustrating at times, isn't it?
It is, but I suppose after the RFL have been changing decisions or admitting wrong decisions on tries, then you can kind of understand it. We don't know what decision he's given.
I can't see from here, Deutsche, can you? But
has he gone upstairs saying, I think it's a try, can you just check the grounding? Or has he gone upstairs saying, I don't think it's a try, can you check the grounding? Or some other reason. Joe Wardle looks like he may have scored,
no try.
But no. There you go, you see. So, try has been chalked off. So at the moment, Oliver Holmes has the ball for the Tigers. Plays it now to Scott Moore. The kick will come in from Finn, who hangs it up out the right-hand side of the field. And Castleford come up with the ball, do they? Looks like they have. Channing's involved. They're claiming a try. A melee of players out there on the far side. Is it the first try of the game? Well, the best opportunity we've got now, Scoey, is to look at this big screen replay that James Childs called for.
Yeah, I think Childs says that no try, hasn't he? But I think it's Michael Channing who's come on. But, well, can you see that far, don't you? But the referee himself has said no try, but has it been dropped by the Giants, knocked on by the Cass Tigers?
It was difficult to tell what was going on. It's difficult even looking at the video replay to see who got the first hand on that.
That's hit a Tigers man. Has it gone backwards or forwards?
Has he taken that ball cleanly? It was Channing, you're right, who I think eventually comes up with it. It's either Aaron Murphy or Joe Wardle who made the jump for the Giants.
Yeah, they decided it's no try, it's a knock.
So a second try of the evening has been ruled out. Still scoreless at the Johnson Smith. Half, and it's the half-time off the back of a penalty. Huddersfield have possession about 25 metres from the Castleford line then. And we have got some magic, and we have got a try, and it goes the way of the Huddersfield Giants and Jamie Ellis. Out of nothing, he looked to his right. It looks like it was Oliver Holmes, the man he beat one-on-one, and he's cleared away underneath the post and made it Huddersfield Giants 4, Castleford Tigers 0, at last.
Well, and I tell you what, he was one of the players you would maybe least expect it when it was going to happen, but he salted the huge dummy to Oliver Holmes, and Jamie Ellis, he took a little bit of stick from the Castleford fans so far tonight regarding the way that he's been playing, but he will be delighted with that nice big dummy. Oliver Holmes just took it, and he went straight under the black dots. The first four-pointer, the first realistically looking like scoring the try, but we're just looking again here. Jamie Ellis, big dummy, Oliver Holmes takes it. And Danny Brough won't miss this. The Giants will go in half-time, 6-0.
Giants winding down the clock to half-time. There goes the hooter, and thankfully, we got some points before that first half was out with that try then from Jamie Ellis, the dummy on Oliver Holmes, 2 minutes before the break. Gold by Danny Brough to make it 6-0. In favour of the home side, the Huddersfield Giants at half-time. As Gary mentioned, Castleford probably having the better of it in terms of field position and probably possession as well in that first half, but never really able to create too much of anything. Neither side were able to create too much of anything. Joe Wardle had a try chalked off. Michael Channing had a try chalked off at the other end. But it wasn't exactly thrilling and it wasn't exactly enterprising. And Gary Schofield, we hope for much, much better at the other side of the break here.
We do, we hope for much better quality, and I'm just looking at Danny Brough here. Danny, he's not going to change his mind, whatever decisions you're looking, he'll referee the game the way they want it, but no, we're looking for better quality, we're looking for far better attacking options, because at times both sets of halfbacks have been clueless, the pressure, what Castleford have put on, hasn't been turned into points. Had one little bit of magic, Oliver Holmes, well, taking the big massive dummy, but 6 points ahead, the Huddersfield deserve it? No, they don't, but one thing for sure, as I've mentioned, it's all about the scoreboard, and it's 6-0 to the Giants.
And trying to come up with a second try of the evening. Robinson goes in at dummy half following the tackle. Here's Brough. Akuma Tai on the short ball. Akuma Tai's gone through to score a try. Now, that looked forward to me, but Akuma Tai has been given the try. A second of the night for Huddersfield, who lead by 10 points to nil.
Well, that's a bit of inspiration there from Danny Brough. He's gone to the line himself. A nice little short ball to Akuma Tai. And, well, you'd have to say maybe at times a bit of feeble tackling from the Castleford Tigers, and it looks like he's in a bit of afters behind the sticks there, but excellent play from Danny Brough. Nice little short ball, you won't stop him from that distance, But you'd have to say three feeble tackles from the Castleford Tigers. He's going to the line, Danny Brough. Nice little short ball, and Akuma tied 10 yards out. Just been looking for a bit of improvement in this game, and we've just seen it there from the main man in Danny Brough.
Big Welsh international, 7-8 metres from the giant, from the Tigers line. Last tackle of the set. Brough has support from Ferris. He fired out a very, very flat pass to Ferris, who was already under pressure. Play on, though, and it could be a try here for Huddersfield, and if it is, it's been scored by Aaron Murphy.
That's a knock-on, surely, is it, from Ferris?
Well, James Child has thought about that one, looked at the touch judge, and now blown, and will go to the video referee, Danny Brough. It was who put a pass out to his left.
It's a try, he's going to the ground. This is a try, this Deutsche. This is game over now for the Cast Tigers. I can't see them coming back, scoring three tries. This is a try.
Let's have a look. Here comes the decision. Scully's called it right. It is a try. And it's a try for Aaron Murphy, the third one of the night for the Huddersfield Giants. Last tackle of the Giants set here. That's gone a long way up. There could be some snow on this one as it comes down from the boot of Danny Brough. Allowed to bounce as well. One or two players have a half-hearted go at picking it up, and Giants have got it back.
Back six.
It's Danny Brough who's got it back.
It is a set of six, and again, it's will he go for two here? But again, there was no commitment or enthusiasm there from any of the Castleford Tigers players.
In the, 65 minutes or so played so far, Danny Brough makes no mistake this time with the boots and does add to that 16-0 lead to make it into 18-0 Huddersfield Giants.
Yeah, the Castleford Tigers, game over.
Here's Ellis, now it's with Scott Griggs. Giants sniffing out a fourth try, and they've got it here. Quick hands from Cudjoe out to Jermaine McGilvery, and Jermaine McGilvery has got across for the fourth Huddersfield try of the evening. And, something to cheer their home support. Castleford having a terrible, terrible night. 2 minutes or so to go, and Huddersfield have just iced the cake on their victory. 22-0 their lead.
Yes.
Down the clock. I think they've given up on a bit of the spectacular themselves here. Ferris is trying to make sure that there are no more play the balls here, but he's going to have to play this one. It's a knock-on from Brough anyway. Hooter goes. And, we've got to be thankful for small mercies. Daryl Powell, your old Great Britain teammate, is down there, touchside, looking on. What is he going to be thinking about that performance? He's finished Huddersfield Giants 22, Castleford Tigers 0.
He will be absolutely appalled at that performance, because quite clearly, you know, they've shown this season that they're not a bad team, and that performance against Wigan last week just showed at times what a good side they can be, both defensively and certainly on attack. But tonight, it's been absolutely appalling. He will be appalled at that performance. As a coach, he doesn't deserve a sort of performance like that from his players. A long, hard look at themselves. As I mentioned, as a team, what would you give him out of 10? You may look at no more than 2, but as an individual, deserved anything more than a 5 out of 10? I don't really think so. Back to the drawing board for the Castleford Tigers.